This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, the big stories from the News Talk Radio world. That's what our job is here for the next hour. The members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, that's me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, with the info that we have from Talkers Magazine for the week of March 16th to the 20th, overviewing the top 10 stories of the week from the research that the folks at Talkers have done. These are all published by the list.
See what's at number one this week.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a surprise.
Really? Surprise! Last week, I remember looking at this the first time, and from 7 to number 1, it was coronavirus this, coronavirus that, coronavirus something
Think
else.
Think about the difference from where we were a week ago, though, to where we are now.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a week where we all need a long nap after it's over? This is that week.
Well, going into the weekend, which is when we put this program together, the number of cases outside of China, 250,000. In terms of the coronavirus, 10,000 people have died. If you listen to the reporting from the Epoch Times, which is the Chinese news agency outside of China, they tell us that 40 times the number in China is 40 times what they're admitting to. So you do the numbers, you do the math, although there is conversation about it having peaked this week.
Epoch Times, actually, I've been reading that every day just because I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
And this week they've been pretty boldly coming out saying that when China claims that they have no new cases, it's a total lie. We know, obviously, there's
the
a lot
say
of
is lies.
Yeah, but
and
they actually
need to be held
estimate
accountable.
That. And according to the Epoch Times, their estimates on their data show that 1.4 million people have already died in China alone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that it's really slowing down unless it's just everyone has it.
They're trying to get the rest of the world and its focus on them and them being the bad guys.
Yeah.
And nobody's buying that it came from America. Nobody's buying that. All right, before we get to making it all corona all the time, my corona, number 10 on the list here, the people on Sports Talk Radio basically decimated because there aren't any teams and there's nobody playing. I'm looking on the screen, and they have a scroller underneath the Chiron, on this particular news station, and it has, as a matter of fact, the teams that are playing, and it just says the game canceled. So, the big sports story. Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. New England fans not happy about that. They're not happy with Belichick. They're not happy with Kraft. And they're actually not happy with Tom Brady either. The fact he's going down to Tampa Bay, everybody's got their life to lead and they should be able to do what they want to do. This does seem rather strange. And so is it going to affect New England at the box office or at the, who knows what they're going to be doing? Hopefully this thing is all going to be over and be able to at least play football. And I never thought I'd say that because I don't like football, but.
Mark the
game brings you back to normal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Well,
so that's
Tom Brady's either going to kill it and show everybody why he is still worth it at 43 years old or with a new system.
And $30 million.
Yeah. Or with a new system and maybe a defensive line that doesn't protect him the way that the Patriots have. Maybe we're going to see that he's not as great. So
there's a lot at risk for him. And
a
certainly
lot of
for
risk.
The Patriots, they are also going to have to prove that they were a great team without Tom Brady.
Tom. Yep.
Yeah.
Number 9. Today, this weekend, we have the first day of spring. We have to kind of celebrate that and all this other hoopla. So the weather around the country.
It's the first day of spring, stay indoors.
Yeah, right.
Don't
enjoy it. Don't take a deep breath. Number 8, relations with China. That should be number 2. Those bastards. It's not the Chinese people. It's what their government is doing and what they stand for. And the world, I hope, is going to hold them accountable. And those guys should get. They should be brought to the Hague for crimes against humanity. They should be tried.
That's
those
interesting.
People,
you're the first person I've heard say that. That is interesting.
Yep. Number 7, technology, social media, and its impact on the virus. Number six, the presidential race, education, and the lack thereof, or what's going on in the world of education to keep schools going in some way, shape, or form. I was reading the document that was sent out by the president of Heidelberg University, my alma mater, as to what they've done and how they've closed the campus down and what they're doing because they're not going to have graduation, how they're going to acknowledge seniors, they're going to continue the rest of the year doing classes online, which is what most everybody else is doing. I wonder what, Victoria, that's doing to broadband usage. We've sort of danced around that in our technology reports, mm-hmm. but the fact that everybody is home, everybody is telecommuting, everybody mm-hmm. is trying to do education, what is that going
to
do?
It's a real test on the infrastructure, to be honest, of our broadband and high speed systems. And in other countries in Europe, they're actually the internet service providers are slowing the internet down so it doesn't break.
And, well, and think about it. It's not just everybody telecommuting. It's people who are home watching Netflix.
Streaming. Yep.
And actually, there was a big story in L.A. this past week where in the San Fernando Valley, and thankfully I wasn't affected by it. I didn't hear about it until it was on the news. But in San Fernando Valley, there was a hub, a fiber link, basically, that went down. And it had nothing to do with usage, although that became the next step, is that so many people were reliant on it. It actually was reported on the news that the Wi-Fi, that the internet service was down in the valley because everybody's home and everybody needs it and it's being tested. But then they did tout that the major cities, LA, New York, and Chicago, actually haven't seen decline in their internet services yet. So
yeah,
be interesting to see if the infrastructure can hold up.
Yep. Okay, so that's number five. Number four, the emotional, psychological impact of the virus. Number three, the public health aspects of the virus. Financial impact, number two. And basically, our country declaring war, number one, on the coronavirus. National Guard in Massachusetts has been called out. I think National Guard has been called out in a number of other
communities. In Jersey, too, yep.
To help with the distribution of some of the things that will help defend us against what this thing stands for, basically. On the people list, Tom Brady is at 10. That no good bastard who's the, and I have no hesitation, by the way, in saying that. The
clearly.
The premier of number nine. He's number nine, premier of China, president, whatever his title is. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Jerome Powell is 7. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin, I never pronounce it. How do you pronounce it, gentlemen?
Mnuchin, you did it. Yeah.
Munchkin.
Yeah,
I did it. Okay.
No, it's not Munchkin. You did it right the
I
first
like
time.
Munchkin. And he looks like a Munchkin to me. Number two is Mike Pence. If he says one more time, Mr. President, the kissing up.
I know,
that's
isn't
going
it?
On
it's the first 10
disgusting.
Minutes of every press conference.
Right.
You know
no,
what, though? To be fair, he's doing a really good job. He may
he
be a little syrupy.
I have
syrupy,
no question about it. I think he is.
Doing
I think he's
a
shining,
really good job.
Frankly, I think he's shining here. But
he's taken this and he's run, and these people are working really hard. When you have Newsom from California and Cuomo talking about how great Pence and Trump are doing, you know something is switching.
there's a choke fest going on.
When Ilhan Omar says that he's doing a good job, it's like, am I awake yet? Is this dream over?
Didn't she just get married this week?
To her brother?
She was married and then divorced and then
to
married
her brother?
Again. And
no,
why are you saying that?
Because she married her brother. Said. No, she married her brother.
She did?
To get him in. Yes. That was a big story. Like,
to get him in?
Ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, and Donald Trump is number one. So there it is, the list of the people and the stories. We'll pick and choose among all of these. I've got my favorites, and the ladies have their favorites, and I'm sure you do as well. So we'll put the pieces together and give you what we have considered on our program, the DJV show, during the course of the week. But I've heard, I'm traveling across the country, listening to a lot of talk radio, and some pretty good talk radio, actually. I also want to know what the business with Gal Gadot is. There was a song, and we can talk about that in a minute. I don't understand why everybody got so worked up, but that's the usual stuff that happens on social media. The law says you're going to have to pay your taxes. Now, you may get a check from the government for $1,200. You're going to have to pay. I think that, is that tax-free, by the way? That $1,200 that we're going to get?
I don't know. I think you'll probably have to declare it as income, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So if you're thinking about paying taxes, the first thing you have to not worry about is April 15th because it's been extended to June 15th. And now the next thing, how much are you going to get back? This is going to be a time, this is going to be a year among years that you really, really, really want to get as much money back as you possibly can. So if you have paid too much, how do you know whether you paid too much in taxes? That's something the family tax folks can help you out with. If you'd like to get back an extra $5,000 this year by them looking at your prior year's tax returns, these are all IRS, former IRS agents, and they're fantastic at finding hidden credits and deductions. A lot of the other tax companies, you know, the big names, don't do it. They functionally do your tax returns so that you've met the law and you pay them and see you later. Well, this outfit gets down into the weeds, into the nitty gritty. So if you filed or not, doesn't make any difference. Last 3 years tax returns, once you call these folks at 800-262-0318, you'll send them the tax returns that you have. They'll go through them, and they're guaranteed to get you back at least $5,000, or their services are completely free. So if you're making 30 grand or more a year, call 800-262-0318 and get on board with us. Let's see how much we can save. They can save you. I'm not going to save any, but they will. Learn how you can get that extra cash back from the IRS. 800-262-0318. 3 years of tax returns. Call Family Tax. Let's see what they can do for you. 800-262-0318. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, you can find them at progressive.com. So what's this thing with Gal Gadot? Some of the people online are calling her Blunder Woman. She's the one who played Wonder Woman. She tried to get people to sing Imagine, which is a great song and very applicable, I think, to what's going on now. What? What's the big deal?
I haven't heard anything about Gal Gadot, and I don't know, in a long time, so you'll have to tell us.
There was a video going all around the internet of her, along with a bunch of other celebrities, all singing
yeah.
the song Imagine, and
It was just fun
and cute, and but people said it wasn't good, that they weren't great singers.
Oh,
so people
God.
I mean, that's really what it is. Wowie
zowie. You know what we're missing this week? The World Axe Throwing Championship. Did you know that that is...
Kara's an axe throwing expert.
Is she?
I mean, I've been axe throwing. I was not very good at it because you don't listen to any of the conversations that we have.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
I planned a whole bachelorette party about it last year, and we were talking about it off air all the time, but, you know.
I guess I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that's one of the things. Also, Spikeball Championship has been eliminated. I don't mean to make light of it, the Putt-Putt Championship, but...
We have to keep our levity because it's a crazy
we really
time.
Do. Yeah, exactly. Crazy, crazy time. Speaking of times, 21 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Around the country and around the world, this is what people are talking about on the News Talk radio stations. And yeah, News Talk radio is a big thing in Europe now. It's a big thing in South America. It really is the number one format. Listeners to these sorts of discussions on the radio have doubled in the past 3 or 4 weeks, at the expense, I guess, to a point of our sports radio brethren, music radio. People want to find out what's going on. Thus, lots of conversation. What I did see, as an aside, somebody tried to make a story out of Trump's hairdo. I didn't get very far, but I thought, you know, hello, let's get there.
How has it changed? It's the same.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's how he does it. Yeah, he does it, supposedly. That was in concert with, you know, Steve Bannon, who is the ex-advisor, kind of a wild right-winger. Do I describe him that way correctly, Jennifer? Do you think that's a good way of describing Steve Bannon?
Well, he's on the right, for sure, yeah. Definitely kind of a populist.
Apparently, when he first went in, you know, he was an advisor to the president the first year of Trump's presidency?
Yeah, he was part of the campaign towards the end, yes.
Yeah. And he also has a podcast, and he said this week in the podcast that he warned Trump of the virus, excuse me, quite a long time ago.
Because January, yeah. Then why didn't he warn all of us?
Yeah. Well, he is a China watcher. That's one of the things. Was one of the things that he did. And being closely, that's one of the reasons that I think the Epoch Times, we were talking about this off the air, Victoria, excuse me, the fact that there's so much information that's coming out of China that is contrary to what the China news agency is saying, and we know they're liars. But the whole, what did you say? It was a million people have died, according
to... That's the report this week is that 1.4 million people have died in China. That's from the Epoch Times. That's what they, based on their data and their information and their sources, that's what they're saying. They also said that when China came out this week and said, oh, we have no new cases, they said that's also a lie.
Yeah.
Which is not that far-fetched, that they're lying.
No. Tom Hanks apparently is in isolation still with his wife over in Australia. How are they doing?
Doing better. Tom Hanks this week said that he and Rita Wilson, his wife, they feel kind of blah. They don't feel great, but they don't feel horrible. So they're out of the hospital. They're hopefully out of the woods, but they just have to stay in their house that they've rented because he's filming the Elvis movie.
Right. Other quick things, the financial markets and that sort of thing. That's the number two item here. What do we think about all of the congressmen and senators who sold off their stock before the market crashed?
It's ridiculous. I think they all belong in jail. And I hate to say it, because there are, well, one of the three, one of them is very old. Dianne Feinstein is 85, but that's ridiculous.
So,
how can
that exempt her from breaking the law?
No, but I mean, how in the world? No, I mean, if exactly. I mean, it's the same. Look, you and I would be thrown in jail. Victoria would be thrown in jail. Martha Stewart was thrown in jail.
Come on.
On lesser evidence. Yeah. So
I think
that kind of stuff makes me nuts.
Yep.
Well, it's taking its toll. We've talked on the DGD program during the week about all of the entertainment areas that have been affected by this. One of the things that we haven't talked about is the fact that the porn industry has been shut down. That's part of this.
The drive-through strip club in Vegas, that's still going.
It's still okay? Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't know if you're... You've been driving around a lot. I don't know if you're heading through Vegas.
I haven't.
I'm intrigued to figure out how that works exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, so the number of the cash relief that we're getting has gone from $1,000 to $1,200 in cash. When are we getting this money? Is it on its way?
Mid-April.
It's supposed to be mid-April. If it gets signed quickly, I think they wanted to get it out by April 6th, but that depends on how quickly it's signed into law. Mitch McConnell released the bill yesterday, so it'll get batted around the Senate, and then I'm sure the House will vote on it at some point in the next few days.
So what's the limit? Who gets the money? Is there an income cap on it?
$75,000, I think, is what I heard, right?
It's
$75,000. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus spreads, President Trump says he hopes life in America will be able to get back to normal soon.
This is uncharted territory, as you know. We think we have ideas. It doesn't help to say what the ideas are. I would hope very soon.
At a White House briefing, the president rejecting suggestions that his administration was not prepared for the crisis. And he again criticized China for the way it's handled the early stages of the outbreak there. 40 million Californians are being ordered to stay home. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing that order yesterday, hoping to slow the spread of the virus. People will still be allowed to do essential tasks like going to the store and picking up their medicines. The State Department is advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel, and Americans abroad are being told to arrange for immediate return if possible. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To calm down fear and anxiety over this virus is an important thing in the talk radio world. I don't know how many of our brethren are doing that, but it is important to keep a focus, if you will, on the facts and the info. The world has changed. I'm looking at a map of the world. There are only, looks like, four or five countries now in Africa that show no signs of the virus. Other than that, it's touching pretty much.
They're laughing at the rest of us.
Every corner of the world.
Well, you know, it's always Africa with the problems.
Exactly. It's like, since when is Africa ahead of the United States in a pandemic? So
this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 things from the list that are procured by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You can find the list at talkers.com of the stories and the people. That's what we use as the guide for our discussions here. Got a lot of things, most everything, you know, let's face it, the coronavirus is it. Other than that, not much reason for talking about anything that's here. I noticed in England now they've started to close down schools there.
They are so behind.
Yeah, they really are.
This is the UK. It's I've been watching a lot of BBC World News and my family in Ireland saying, and they've been saying for a month now that England is really going to find themselves in a horrible situation, worse than Italy, some predict, because Boris Johnson has just refused to acknowledge that this is a real thing. And the schools have all still been going. Everybody's out doing their thing. The pubs have not been closed down. It's, I don't know what the...
Do we know how many cases are in the UK right now?
I don't know.
It's not a lot, but it's a factor.
It's going to get
more
and
more. They're shutting schools from next Monday on.
I don't know. Probably not an accurate count either. If they haven't been taking it seriously and haven't really been testing that many people, there are probably more cases than they've announced anyway.
Yeah.
I was looking at I drove by a movie theater yesterday, and it says on the marquee, "Stay safe and healthy. We're closed."
Yeah.
Even on the freeway signs in all throughout Los Angeles, they say, wash your hands. We can beat COVID-19. I mean, like words of encouragement and helpful tips on the freeways.
Yeah. So I wanted to go back for just a moment because I think this puts things into perspective for all of us as we review the things that are happening today. Going back to the 1930s when we were coming out of the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, where America was at that time. Is this going to get that bad? Well, we can only hope. Keep our fingers crossed. And as I've said many times on the air, thoughts are things. Think yourself well. Think yourself healthy and strong. That sort of thing works well, I believe, because there's a lot of anxiety, as we were saying. Number four, the psychological impact of this, emotional impact of all of this. Back in the 30s and the 40s, the talk on the radio was about the Depression and what happened, and then we had World War II. In the 50s, the Cold War started. The Korean War was in the 50s. The Vietnam War was in the 60s. There are crises that confront us. If you look at recent history of our country and of the world, we've actually been in kind of a peaceful, quiet place here for the last, dozen years or so. Since the Iraq War and some of the other things that we got into in Afghanistan. In 1932, we were ending the Great Depression, which started in 1929 as a result of the Depression, what happened as a result of 1929's Dust Bowl, the fact that the country was wiped out, the weather changed so dramatically. And as I was driving across the Midwest yesterday, I drove through Oklahoma and Missouri and into Illinois. A lot of rain. Farmers have had a tough time the last two or three years growing crops because of so much rain. It looks the same this year as it did last year. I was thinking about how what's going to happen here is what's going to change this year. What do we need to know? Anyway, I just am sort of reviewing in my mind what was going on and how it impacted me and maybe a lot of other people. One of the things that has been discussed this week with regard to public health number three is the number of millennials that are being hospitalized for the coronavirus. Apparently, there are more of those than we had thought because we've all been talking about the people partying on the beaches for spring break and all of that nonsense. So, Victoria, do you know what the numbers are specifically of people who are in the same age bracket as, let's say, Kara is? We were thinking, okay, those young kids, they're all healthy. It's not going to affect them. Apparently, that's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case. I don't know the exact number of people in their 20s who have this, but the CDC report this week showed that 20% of the patients hospitalized with coronavirus were between the ages of 20 and 44.
And 12% of the half of the people who are in intensive care are under the age of 44. And that's the thing with misinformation, because I think a lot of people were like, oh, well, I'm 20. I'm just going to carry this. I'll just stay away from my grandparents. I'm not going to have any real repercussions. And we know the first death, or at least the second death, I think in California, was a 34-year-old who just got back from Disney World. And he was coughing up blood, and the doctor sent him home. They didn't know what it was. And then he ended up dying.
Yep. At 34.
Well, you can't count anything out. One of the things that's also going to happen for those of us who are farmers, You're going to have, and this actually, we haven't talked much about this on the DJV program, and I haven't heard it discussed many other places. The idea of the border and what's going to happen with people who come here to work on farms legally, also the business of the illegals trying to get into the country. What is happening? What are those people just being, I mean, the wall is there and it's closed down. I don't think they're servicing any of those people now, are they?
Well, they're going to close the border, I think, in the night. If they haven't already done it, it's going to be soon. The border with Canada is already closed. They're negotiating how they're going to close the Mexican border as well. But, to answer your question, it's state by state how they're going to treat, people who are here illegally in as far as assistance
what about
in California.
The sanctuary, California's a sanctuary.
California's
state,
given everybody money. Illegal immigrants can apply for unemployment and just as much as the regular, you know, legal worker can apply for it.
Yeah, but going back to the farm thing, though, the bigger story that came out this week is that there are new restrictions on the H-2A visa. And that's for the Mexican day workers. They call them guest workers. And so that's going to really impact California because right around now, the West Coast Farmers Association has said, look, we can't restrict these workers. We need these workers because we've got, you know, lettuce and cabbage and broccoli, celery, strawberries. They're the ones that they name-checked that are in March and April that's when they get harvested, and that's the busiest time of the year. So this could really, really hurt specifically California farmers.
I agree. Well, farmers around the country, as we get ready to start planting crops, I'm wondering, you know, about the help situation on my farm, and I think a lot of others are as well. It just is. There's so many questions about every aspect of our lives that we just don't seem to be able to come up with answers. The stores, the retail world, how we visited that this week, shortening their hours. People are able to go into the supermarkets. Somebody told me they went in. I'm trying to remember who it was to the store. Oh, I know. It was my pal Bob Kay, who was the general manager of this enterprise, who went into a Stop and Shop. And I think you told me you went in early, too. Did you, Victoria?
Lewis went earlier this week, towards the end of the week on Thursday. He went and had some luck. So some things were restocked, but there's still no toilet paper and still nothing that can disinfect. So that's the bad side.
I got a little bit of a tip off on the announcement from Gavin Newsom and from Eric Garcetti that they were doing Safer at Home, which is really a shelter-in-place order. And so I decided I better get to the store because I knew people would start to panic and probably hit the store. So even though I went the week before, I thought, you know, I'm just going to go see if I can get eggs, some of the stuff that I wasn't able to get. Picked clean. There were like two frozen pizzas, a couple of burritos, a few pints of ice cream in the frozen foods.
Yep.
No bread in the entire store. Not one loaf of bread, not one bagel, nothing.
It's
no
like
milk.
Living in like the Soviet Union in the 80s or something. It's crazy.
I did find eggs, but they were already hard-boiled, so I got 6 hard-boiled eggs. I mean, it was
better than nothing.
Yeah, and even the produce was picked over, the lettuce and the salads, and it was just, it's crazy. People are hoarding.
What? By the way, just as an aside, one of the numbers in the presidential race is number 6. Bernie Sanders was rumored to be thinking of running as an independent. Has that been squashed? Did somebody get to him and smarten him up on that?
I don't think he can at this point because of the registration filing. Someone else could run as an independent, but I think there's some law, and I can't remember the name of it, that would prevent him from dropping out and entering the race as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was registered originally a year ago in May. I looked into this. And a year ago in May, he was registered as both an independent and a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But then he had to declare one when he declared his candidacy. So he declared that he was running as a Democrat.
Now, he could throw his strength behind some other independent who would get into the race who hasn't been in yet and say, I'll be their vice presidential candidate. I mean, there's a way, I mean, there's workarounds. I don't think he's going to do that. I think this coronavirus has really changed. I mean, remember, this was front. Yeah. I mean, and that's part of the thing. People go, well, this will be the end for Trump. Well, he's the only one with a microphone in front of him right now. I don't think people are looking to Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden about this at the moment. So the election's going to be a referendum on whether or not Trump handles this or not.
That is correct. Yep.
That's it.
I think that's true. Yep. think you're
everything
right
else is gone. Yeah.
44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Quick review of washing and drying instructions for the pillows at MyPillow.com. For those of you who are new and been living under a rock and have listened to this program for the past couple of years, all the conversation I've had about MyPillow, mostly when I talk about the pillows themselves, is specifically at how they are guaranteed for 10 years, warranty, the use them for a 60-day thing. I mean, who else has pillows? Plus the fact in this environment today, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them every day if you want to make sure that you're germ-free. And your pillows, not only that, the sheets, the Giza sheets, all the things that are on your bed, everything that you want to make sure is as comfy and cozy and safe as possible, you can get from MyPillow. So unique. And to add to that, right now, beside washing and drying the pillows and finding all of the various things that are there that are unique, you can buy one of anything at MyPillow.com and get the second one free. It's the first annual BOGO sale. Buy one of these pillows, get two, buy four, get eight. That's what you need. Replace all the old pillows in your house with these so you'll be safe and clean. Use the promo code DJV for the BOGO offer on everything. But let's concentrate on the pillows. Let's get those pillows in your house first so you can make sure everything is clean and wonderful and healthy and wholesome. It's MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free for everything there. Use the promo code DJV.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. Your adventure starts here.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview from the folks on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, looking at these top 10 stories with our own distilling of the items. And speaking of that, the producers of Jameson Irish Whiskey are following what was going on. I think we talked about this French, or who was it?
Yeah,
Louis Vuitton.
Yep, Louis Vuitton. Yep.
Making hand sanitizer and things like that. So
they converted the perfume factory. So there might be a perfume shortage around Christmas time, but we'll have more hand sanitizer.
Well, that's also true of the whiskeys. They're not making as much whiskey in Ireland. Now they're making hand sanitizer and so on. Why couldn't you just use whiskey? It's alcohol. Doesn't that kill germs?
No, it needs to be 60%, and all booze is only 40%.
Oh. See, you taught me something.
Yeah.
Right? All the people that are talking about all of these things, I'm frustrated because I can't get as much information as I would like, hopefully clarifying information, but we're doing our best shot here as we talk about traveling and what I've been doing on my road trip across the country to get myself back, so not in quarantine in California, eating the Impossible Burger at Whopper, the Impossible Whopper at Burger King. That's been about it for mealtime, but all that's open. Take care and be safe. I guess those are the best words here from the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, let's see what's going on. We'll see if we can buy a new car for a dollar down. The chase is on. Our auto expert, Nick Miles, is here. His website, Our Auto Expert, visited by tens of thousands of people every week to get the scoop. My friends who are in the car business, in addition to you, I consider you my friend, and you're in the car business in a manner of speaking, but people who are actually selling them. I haven't checked in with my friend this week. Last week he said business was holding up. I'm guessing that may not be the case as we get further down the road here. And I think I saw something, Nick, that the average car dealer had 129 days of supply. So that means that if the car plants shut down, the average dealer would go 129 days without having to have any more product. Is that accurate?
It's for certain brands, it's very accurate. But other brands, everybody's rushing out to buy these vehicles they could actually live in on, off the land in the middle of nowhere. So in Jeep Wranglers, they're going off the lot just as fast as they can
really?
Get there. But, yeah, some
really?
Other vehicles. Yeah, other vehicles where people are, I would say lifestyle cars and luxury
this call
cars.
Is now being recorded.
The lifestyle cars and luxury cars, there's an awful lot of them.
So the auto plants, though, I think this week all announced the main manufacturers here in America, Chrysler, Ford, GM, all shut down, so everybody's home. For how long? Is it like a month or what? How long will they shut these plants down? What's the impact of that? Do they still pay their workers?
Yeah, I mean, so the unions are having all the discussions right now. I mean, the plan is to still pay the workers. You know, when they furlough work, when they take workers off of the line because they have to retool it, they still repay the workers. But it can't go on forever. How long does the coronavirus last, I ask you? Well, we don't know the answer to that just yet. But ultimately, we're hoping 2 months is the worst case scenario, but it could be worse. It could be worse. Some of the experts telling us that the virus may take 6 months to get out. So let's just hold our breath and wait and see.
All right. So Tesla and some of the other manufacturers have announced that they're going to make these ventilators. Apparently the ventilators in the Tesla are quite sophisticated. So can they operate on their own? Take them out of the car?
Yeah, I think there's sort of a task force looking at what equipment they have in the factories and what that equipment could make on a standalone basis. So some of the ventilators that are in some of the parts that are in the car that could be sort of used for ventilators don't come from inside the U.S. So first of all, you've got to assess, are our factories making these parts already? And then you've got to assess what machines do we have in our factories to see if we could make some parts or if not the whole parts of ventilators. I mean, if ventilators are what we're short of in the United States, then that's what we should be producing. And the big American three, at least, are looking at the possibility of going out there and turning those machines that were making those cars for us into machines that are making ventilators at the same time. That way, making sure that we have plenty of ventilators. That's American ingenuity. And I love this story for a million reasons, but the best reason is America bailed out the auto industry, and now the auto industry is trying to make sure that we can at least bail America out if things get bad. And even if it doesn't work out, the fact is everybody's trying to make it work out. That just shows you how this has brought everybody together.
I'm interested in looking at some of the ads on TV. They're still screaming car spots. $239 a month for 72 months, and people must still be buying cars. I get notices from Jaguar Land Rover. Here's how you can buy your new car. It's, yeah, okay, so are people really buying cars? I guess they are, to a point.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, things take a long time, and there's advertising planning, and your team probably know, the radio stations around the country, that advertising planning is sometimes made, 6 months, a year out. And so at this point, everybody's scrambling to work out, should we be running these ads? Shouldn't we be running these ads? At the same time, I suspect, Doug, in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be an unprecedented time to get a deal on a car. We've already seen a few people extend some of the sales they have, but I can't tell you that when nobody is coming in the dealership unless their car breaks down, and these car companies have all these people sitting there and all of these cars sitting on the lot and they're brand new and they're just getting older by the day, I think you're going to see some deals that we have never seen before in history. You're going to be able to walk into a dealership and get the deal of a lifetime, and I suspect that's coming.
Okay, I'm all for it. Where do I sign up? Literally a dollar down and the chase is on. Maybe they'll pay us, though. When it gets to the point where they pay us to take the car off the lot, that's when I'm signing up. Find out all you want to know about what's going on in the car business. 2 million Americans get their automotive news every single day by going to Nick Miles' website, ourautoexpert.com. Any question you have about cars, vehicles, it's answered at ourautoexpert.com. Nick, thanks. Doug Stephan here at 59 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.